we do talk about the cowboy culture, let me rephrase that to say the equine culture, if
okay.
I may.
Okay.
Because the horses, which are God's wonderful creation, so many people, they have horses, they love horses, they enjoy riding in various venues of equine life. There's a lot of hard work with that, as well as some wonderful benefits. And what we do is we use the horses to attract people, because a lot of the people in our community, for example, it's a suburb, it's in Cordova, and they've never even seen a horse.
Saddle up your horses. We've got a trail to blaze on today's Mid-South Viewpoint here on the Hot Radio Network. Hi, friends. I'm Byron Tyler here with Pastor Lynn Holmes. Howdy, partner.
How you doing?
You're doing well.
Good to see you
Pastor
again.
Pastor Lynn Holmes of Calvary Church of the Nazarene and, of course, the Houston Levy Cowboy Church, one of the newest ministries of Calvary. And, by the way, this ministry is really not new. You guys have been riding horses for how long now?
Well, our soft start was March of 2022.
Okay. 2 years in.
Yeah.
The terrible twos now, right?
Oh, boy, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. How are you doing, Lynn?
Doing great.
How about the family?
Doing very well, yes.
Mark, Cindy?
Yes. We have a full staff. We just hired Eddie Stewart and Lauren, who is our student ministries pastor and associate. Calvary Church is really starting to come back. We're grateful.
There's got to be lulls sometimes in ministry.
Oh, yeah, especially after COVID. But, you know, through prayer and perseverance, I've always said Calvary Church is willing to try anything once if it means building the kingdom. That's why we did the movies and things like that.
Right.
But then the idea came to start a cowboy church because we had been told it was the fastest growing Christian church in America since 2015. And so we started a cowboy church. We started a church on the streets, which is ministering to the homeless and the prostitutes and the drug addicts. And we started several community endeavors. Like Lydia's Closet, we partnered with Mid-South Food Bank. So we're really trying to become the community church that God called us to be.
Now, next door, also the property, we've talked about this, the community center. What's
correct.
The Houston Levy
Community Center.
Community Center.
Right.
What's happening there now?
Well, you know, we built that with the proceeds from the Grace Card.
Right.
And it ministers to the community with various different programs. But that's where the Cowboy Church meets every Sunday at 4:30. We meet over at the Community Center. The worship is made. Maybe 45-50 minutes, and then we break and go over to the new arena, which is a covered arena. It's 150 by 200 feet. We have a gazebo there. We'll rent with a fire pit. We have hot dogs and refreshments, snacks, and then we play with the horses,
yeah.
God's wonderful creation.
Oh, there's some beautiful horses, I know. Well, we're excited to announce the rodeo on May 4th, 4:30 p.m. at the Houston Levy Cowboy Church. And so this is exciting. Now, this has kind of become an annual event, right?
Yeah, actually, we do two rodeos a year now, and this is our fourth rodeo. So the spring rodeo is very well attended 9 times out of 10, and it's a wonderful family event. It's just a lot of fun. People enjoy watching animals anyway, but we do a lot of fun things there, like the mutton busting.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy. Yeah,
I mean, kids
get on a sheep and they run, and you know, we have the ground tilled up.
Can we say they try to get on a sheep,
yeah,
right?
They try to stay on a sheep, yeah. We have the ground tilled. If they fall off, it's pretty soft, you know, but yeah, it's a lot of fun.
And by the way, those listening that want to be part of Mutton Bustin', I think there's a limit about 40 kids, right?
A limit of 40 kids, and you have to be 40 pounds or less. And so when you come in, I would recommend getting there early and signing a waiver. And if you get in there before the 40 is full, because kids love doing that, then we'll put you on the list and you'll get to ride a sheep.
So 40 pounds is the weight limit. So I guess that excludes me, I guess.
It excludes me too, even my foot.
Oh my goodness. My right toe would not qualify. But again, there are those waiver forms. And also want to mention, there's a lot of fun stuff too. You guys have t-shirts this year. You might have had them last year too.
Yeah.
But rodeo t-shirts will be available for purchase. There'll be snacks too.
Oh yeah, we have a full concession stand there.
And you're building an official stand.
Yes, we're building an official snack shack and bathroom building. That's the last phase of the arena, and we'll probably break ground on that as soon as the rodeo is over.
Let's talk about some of the breeds of horses. What kind of horses will we see at the rodeo?
Well, a lot of times you're going to see quarter horses, but we at the Cowboy Church, we have quarter horses and walking horses. Most of them are gated Tennessee walking horses that we ride. We sponsor trail rides and different events like that. The rodeo is just one of the events that we sponsor. And so we'll meet and trailer to some place and we'll ride for the morning or the day. There's a lot of activities that we do. We try to teach equine, we teach young kids how to handle horses and ride. That's usually in the evenings during the week. And we haven't begun that class for the spring yet. So I got to check with the ones who are teaching that to make sure we can still do that. But there's a lot of different activities. But the rodeo is one of our biggest events.
What about barrel racing? Was that included this year?
It is going to be included in the rodeo. But we also, the West Tennessee Barrel Horse Association uses our arena for a lot of their competitions. And so they're there. We've got dates scheduled with them this year. Okay. And that's a lot of fun to watch, too. I've had Pasifino and Quarter Horse and other breed shows wanting to do shows in the arena, which, again, you just got to kind of keep up with our webpage and know the activities are happening because there's so much happening there now.
Well, that's pretty exciting. You mentioned training kids. What about adults? Do you have riding classes for youth and adults?
We've only so far held riding classes for youth. We could offer riding classes for adults, but we haven't done that yet.
Well, I think there's a good idea for you.
I think there is a great idea there for me. It is still kind of growing and moving forward, and we're excited about that.
We talked about it a moment ago. The expansion of the arena has been completed, except for the snack shack. Now you can accommodate how many? And it's all covered, too.
It's all covered. We have bleachers all along one side. And then a lot of people, when, like, for example, with the rodeo, they like to back up their pickup trucks around the rest of the arena.
Yeah.
Put their camping chairs in the back of the thing and just sit there and watch.
And bring their coolers and just relax and enjoy some
now,
family.
And again, it is family fun, so we kind of discourage coolers because we want it to be...
Let me just specify now. When I say coolers, I'm talking about your apple juice for the kids.
Oh, yeah.
Some Coca-Cola.
But we have
maybe
a full
bologna
concession
sandwiches.
Stand you can buy.
Yeah, exactly.
And so it's it really is... A unique, you know, most rodeos are pretty costly for the tickets.
Oh, yeah.
And these are just a $5 donation if you can do it.
Yeah.
And it's a wonderful time. It'll last four and a half hours at least. And it's just a wonderful family event that people enjoy. There's all different events, not just bronc busting and mutton busting, but also there's junior steer
roping?
Riding. There is supposed to be roping this year.
Uh-huh.
And then the last event is the bull riding. And the bull riding is what everybody wants to watch.
Oh, my goodness.
Know?
That gets pretty nasty at times.
It can. Yes, it can. It's quite interesting.
Where do these bulls come from?
We use Calvary Rodeo Company, not related to us. They just happen to have the same name, and they come from Walnut, Mississippi. Now, last rodeo we had, you know, because they score for the year on this rodeo. So the last rodeo we had two individuals who were scoring for the PBR. So we had to get those bulls from a different area in Mississippi. They were rough, man, and they were big, and those guys... Didn't last real long on them, but they got points toward their year-end goal, even with the PBR. So this is a real deal.
It is.
Yeah, it's fun.
These are real riding cowboys. The bumps and everything.
We will have Shelby County Sheriff's Office is helping us with traffic and everything, but we will also have the Mounted Police Patrol from Memphis PD who will be there. They are around so you can get to meet them, see their horses and everything. It's all for equine lovers.
Well, they participated last year. I remember when we attended, and it was a beautiful presentation
that
took place there in the arena with those police officer riding their horses. Okay, Cowboy Church vision. Your vision is said to be a place of grace that equips individuals to be fully devoted followers of Christ within the cowboy culture.
Yeah. We have found that there's a lot of people who have some angst or concern about the organized church, and they want something very simple, very authentic. There's no pretenses. We're not judgmental in any way. You just come and enjoy the fellowship, enjoy the presence of the Lord. We'll let the Holy Spirit do His work, and we will let you belong before you believe, you know. Just come and enjoy that. And that's really what we're targeting, the weekend cowboys and equine lovers.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to be a cowboy necessarily. It's better if you are. No, I'm just kidding. but the fact is, there's a lot of different... we have some that really enjoy English riding and things like that as well. So,
is it tough, Lynn, to pastor a church where you're trying to build without judgment and condemnation when outsiders come in. A lot of times churches can easily become cliquish within their own family. And then when somebody comes in who doesn't look like them, maybe doesn't even talk like them, who frankly doesn't have a relationship with Christ, but is maybe seeking. For you as a pastor, as you train, as you instill grace into the teaching of your ministry, is that challenging sometimes?
It is something that we work on consistently. Calvary Church has always been a very loving, friendly church. Mm-hmm. The Cowboy Church is picking that up on it just naturally because a lot of them didn't have they came without, they weren't churchmen necessarily, churchmen or women coming in when they came. And so it's kind of very natural for them. And yes, but it is a very non-judgmental, no pretense, very simple. We're going to have worship and we're going to have the Word of God preach. It's always we seek to do a grace-filled message. Yeah. And it's not real, real long. Yeah. So a lot of people, their attention span for organized church may not feel that way. Yeah. But the fact is, it has been very refreshing.
Yes. And foundational to it all really is the gospel.
Oh, yeah.
2 Peter 3:18, which these are some verses I know that kind of cement the ministry and the vision into 2 Peter 3:18, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. So we really are exhorted to grow in grace and knowledge, right?
Yeah, and the fact of the matter is a lot of people don't realize with all the pressures and things that they're under in this society, this culture right now, the Word of God gives you wonderful ways how to handle that. And there's great promises from God that you can claim. And the reality is that when you get the Word of God instilled into the circumstances that you're dealing with, and you get friends who are willing to pray for you and support you, yeah, it makes a huge, huge difference.
Yeah. Well, for example, Ephesians 6:4 says, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord." We talk about a lot of fatherless homes today, and that doesn't necessarily mean you have to have a father physically outside the home. You can have a father who is in the home and still not really be in
Correct.
The home, right?
Right, yeah. And so we'll talk about our Heavenly Father, but the reality is we've got people there. You know, as far as the Cowboy Church goes, the Western culture was always pretty moral. It's cut and dry, kind of black and white as far as what morality was. And those values are still there. And you can see that in some of the people that just, they have a work ethic, they love horses, they love people. And if you're misbehaving, they may say, "Hey, come on now," you know. But at the same time, it's done in love, and that's out of the arena. They're doing that because they're trying to teach you how to handle a horse and, yeah, and how to do all that. It just seems to be very natural. We have a lot of families and a lot of young children. They love horses, and it really is a wonderful, wonderful experience for them. And people who come to the Cowboy Church realize how exciting it is and fulfilling it is, and they just stick with it.
And as we talk about the foundational scripture for the Cowboy Church, grace, equip, Paul wrote that you may be adequately equipped for every good work. And your desire, you say, is to fully equip every person so that they can fully pursue the good works God has called them to do.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And that's really the mission of the church, really, to Right. equip the saints.
And we are in the point now where, we're trying to build the church. But then not only do we do the different venues that we offer, we want to get to where we're actually teaching our people to serve, because that's, you know, you're saved to serve.
Yeah.
And we're wanting to teach them that. And most of the entire Cowboy Church is volunteering. That you'll see smiles on every face. You'll see people welcoming you at the rodeo, and they're working hard to make it a fun experience for you. So they're learning to serve, but we will actually be adding other venues of that. But it's a wonderful, wonderful experience.
Yeah. Well, as we talk about being a pastor and challenging those of us who follow Christ to be devoted followers of Christ, what does a devoted follower of Jesus Christ really look like?
You know, I think a lot of people believe that just if I'm a good person, I'm going to heaven. We explain what the gospel teaches, that you need to give your life over to Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. And at that point, there's a transformation that takes place. And in that transformation, you're no longer trying to serve self, you're trying to serve God. Yeah. And in that transformation, you become more devoted to serving God, and people can see the difference in your life.
Yeah.
You know, you're still doing a lot of the same. You're still riding horses. You're still doing whatever you normally do, same career and everything. But there's a change that takes place. And then what we talk about a lot of times in the Cowboy Church is not only what those changes ought to look like, but how do you best achieve those changes. So we're trying to give them practical help in living a Christian life and making a difference in their world.
And as you do that, there become challenges.
Oh, yeah.
So what are some of the biggest challenges to being a devoted follower of Christ in the world that we live in right now?
Yeah. I think there's a misnomer from a lot of people that once I give my life to Christ, everything becomes easy.
Yeah.
And it doesn't. I mean, we all live in the same world. And so one of the challenges is when the winds just blow a different way and everything falls apart and you're at your wit's end, what are you going to do? Well, that's when you need a church family that's praying for you, that's encouraging you, here, handle it this way, do this, maybe even some substantial help that they give you. But the fact is, it's easier to accomplish a lot of this with God on board and with support, friendly support.
You talked a moment ago about the culture, the cowboy culture. Talk more about that. What do you mean by cowboy culture? It might be something new to those listening.
The cowboy culture, we do talk about the cowboy culture. Let me rephrase that to say the equine culture, if
okay,
I may.
Okay.
Because the horses, which are God's wonderful creation, so many people, they have horses, they love horses, they enjoy riding and various venues of equine life. There's a lot of hard work with that, as well as some wonderful benefits. And what we do is we use the horses to attract people, because a lot of the people in our community, for example, it's a suburb, it's in Cordova, and they've never even seen a horse. And when they see horses out there, they think, wow, what is that? What's going on? And then they get to ride a horse. I had a lady just a few weeks ago, she'd never been on a horse before, and I didn't realize that. She's actually a colleague of mine. And as soon as she got on my horse, she was screaming to the top of her lungs. I thought, what are you doing? You know, she's okay, turn around, get me. I said, you're done already. I mean, I was leading her, you know, but she just wanted a picture on a horse. She had never been on a horse before, but my horse was thinking, what is this lady doing? You know, I don't know if that answered your question or not. I got off on a story.
I mean, it's interesting because I think a lot of people want to identify. You and I grew up watching those cowboy shows, The Lone Ranger, every Saturday.
And if you think about it, there was always the moral right and the moral wrong. I mean, it was very clear who was the good guy and who was the bad guy. So part of the culture is, if you will, the distinction there and what that means of how you treat your fellow man.
You have worked to become culturally relevant to the people God has called you to reach.
Yes.
Has that been tough?
Yes, in some ways, because the culture is continually changing, and you want to be consistently relevant without changing the value of truth, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I've always thought that two heads are better than one. It's a staff-driven church at Calvary. We're getting ready to assign an apostle at the Cowboy Church so that it's not just me making...
You're getting a posse together?
Is that getting what you a said? Posse together, yeah. So it's not just me making decisions. It's a group of church leaders, you know. But the goal for that is to make sure we're staying relevant and make sure that the message is being presented in a way that's appealing.
Lynn, what about those who don't have a horse?
Oh, yeah.
Are they left behind?
Oh, no. The majority probably don't have a horse. But we have some really good horses that they can get to ride and learn to ride, learn to be around a horse. We always have many horses available. We probably have more horses than we have riders that want to learn on a Sunday night, 9 times out of 10.
Right.
It's kind of funny. We have one family who's been coming, and they love horses. They just bought some property. They're getting it all ready so they can buy a horse, you know, because that just kind of cemented the deal in their head. But you don't need your own horse. Now, some of the trail rides we sponsor, you would need a horse, and that's for equine lovers. But, you know, we've got people who, most people have more than just one. They'll share, if there's people who want to go on a trail ride and they've never had that experience before, and there's a good gentle horse they can ride along behind that one, they'll just get on that borrowed horse and go at it.
Now, when you're mentioning trail rides, now are these just like little day excursions, afternoon, or do you actually go out maybe for several days and camp and
well, thus far the
campfires?
The things that we've sponsored so far are day excursions. So we'll travel out, we'll trailer out to a certain location and then come back. You know, it could be anywhere from 3 hours to 8 hours, depending on how much you want to ride. Yeah.
We have a friend, and she is a horse lover, and when she got married, she decided to have her wedding basically not on a horse, but they went to like a horse camp somewhere in Kentucky.
Yeah.
And everybody who came rode horses to go to this secluded place in the woods where the wedding was.
Wow.
And I thought that was really beautiful, you know.
Well, most of the places that we go for trail riding is within a 3 to 4 hour drive at the longest would be a 4 hour drive. Now, some of us have been out to Big South Fork in East Tennessee, which is 8 hour drive almost. But that's the hardcore ones, really.
They've got these trail rides that go for several days where you're moving like cattle, or
you're doing a roundup.
And they're going out for days, and
they got Montana in the west.
Yeah, I've heard of some friends have done that before. Yeah. Have you done that?
No, I haven't done that. I have been privileged to go on a camping excursion trail ride with some friends out in Idaho. We were out in the mountains for 10 days, and it was quite the experience.
Does your wife ride with you?
Used to ride a lot. Yep. Got thrown and got hurt and doesn't ride as much now, and is excited for me to ride with my friends more than, but she does like to ride every now and then. So she'll, you know, every now and then, once, twice a year, she'll ride with me.
It's something that people do enjoy. I think even those who have never done it, there's that interest, you know.
Sure.
But this is a perfect opportunity to come and watch an incredible evening with your family.
Well, one of the things about the Western culture, you know, when they were breaking horses, that's where the rodeo idea came from. And you can come watch other people break horses and ride bulls and stuff.
But and maybe break themselves, too. We don't want to see anybody break themselves.
We try to make sure there's plenty of soft dirt in the arena, so if they fall, it's okay.
Okay, so those who are going to be riding their competition in the barrel racing, the steer roping, the bull riding, all of that.
In competing, you know, there's different regulations. You have to have your own gear and everything, I think. And
so there's qualifications.
These competitors are earning points for the year-end banquet where they are awarded prizes and stuff.
And again, as we mentioned at the beginning of the program, for the children that are what age? At least 40 pounds and under.
40 pounds and under for the mutton busting.
For the mutton busting.
Now, we've done other family games. It just depends on how much time we have. There's a game where I won't tell you what they do because it'll ruin it, but it's a lot of stuff. It's a lot of family fun in the arena,
If it's not there, tell me now, but you gave away some prizes last time.
Yes.
Are you going to do that again?
We will. During the break, when they're setting up for the bull riding, we take a break and we do a drawing. When you come in, you get a ticket, and then we do drawings, and we've got horse tack. We've got gifts from different vendors. We've got cowboy boots and stuff like that we give away, and if you get called, your number, you just go to the table, show them the ticket.
We're talking about some nice prizes.
Oh, yeah.
My granddaughter won last year.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, her number was drawn, yeah.
Well, what'd she win? Do you remember what she picked?
It was some boutique that it was like a Western store. She could go pick out whatever she wanted. I don't know what she wound up with, but it was like a $50 or $75 gift certificate, something like that.
We have some tack from Circle Y and Tucker Saddlery.
Yeah.
We've got some cowboy boots I think we're giving away.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of different items like that that are part of whatever number. You just go to the table, and there's all sorts of gifts to choose from.
Okay, Saturday, May 4th, 4:30 p.m., suggested donation of $5 per person as you walk up, and you give your $5, get your ticket, and so you can hopefully get a drawing, you know, your name drawn for the prizes.
And my recommendation would be to be there no later than 4.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It fills up pretty quick.
It does. And there's usually plenty of parking, right?
Oh, yeah.
And as you mentioned, the Shelby County Sheriffs will help guide that parking situation, so it shouldn't be too much trouble.
Yeah, we park at the church parking lot, and then we walk into the arena.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this has been great. It's always good, Lynn, to have you here in the studio. God bless
you.
Good
to be with you.
Our love to Robin and the family.
Thank you.
Mark
and ours
and
to yours as well.
Thank you. The whole staff, you know, there at Calvary. Thank you so much for just doing something different, you know, and being so open for the community to come together.
Well, I hope they'll come and enjoy it. It's a lot of fun.
Okay, by the way, again, mention when the Cowboy Church meets.
So the Cowboy Church meets every Sunday afternoon at 4:30. And one of the reasons for that is a lot of Cowboys, weekend Cowboys, are just getting home on a Sunday morning from the rodeo weekend if they're on the circuit. And so we meet at 4:30 in the afternoons at the Houston Levy Community Center. And then after the worship, we go over and play with the horses in the arena.
And you have a website for the Houston Levy Cowboy Church and for Calvary Church of the Nazarene.
Correct.
Okay, what are those websites?
You know, you put me on the spot, didn't you?
I think it's Calvary Church. Is it Calvary Church?
CalvaryChurch.net.
CalvaryChurch.net.
And it's HoustonLevyCowboyChurch.com.
Okay. God bless you, my brother.
All right, man.
Thanks so much.
God bless you.
Well, friends, that's all the time we have on this edition of Mid-South Viewpoint here on Bot Radio Network. Thanks for stopping by. I'm Byron Tyler, and we'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
If you would like to listen to today's show again, go to BotRadioNetwork.com and look for Mid-South Viewpoint under the Broadcast tab. The show is also available on your favorite podcast platforms. Some shows have video of the interviews as well and can be viewed at Byron Tyler Radio on YouTube or on our Bot Radio Network mobile app.